وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of humanity in the Holy Quran and the verses related to human being, different dimensions and aspects of the being that we call human being, and whatever that is related to this being. So we started this discussion talking about different main dualism that is there, mind and body, that there is a spiritual aspect, there is a physical aspect, and talking about the spiritual aspect, we talked about different faculties, different dimensions, we talked about the heart and the reason. And the previous episode, the last episode, we were talking about the obstacles on the way of reason. We said that the role of reason is very important in the human being, according to the verses of the Holy Quran. There are over 50 verses of the Holy Quran praising intellect. But at the end of the day, unfortunately, many people do not or cannot use this intellect properly for different reasons. Sometimes because this intellect has been taken captive, taken as a prisoner by hawa, carnal desires, and sometimes because of other reasons. The last reason we were talking about was following the conjecture. So we explain what it means, following the conjecture. When something is solid, when there is sultan, when there is evidence for something, and then people leave that evidence based on some other just possibilities. So what is this sultan in terms of religion, in terms of alam al-ghayb, the unseen world? We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ الْحُجَّةُ فَلِلَّهِ الْحُجَّةُ الْبَالِغَةُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established His evidence throughout human history. And this evidence doesn't mean Allah compels people to have faith. No. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only leaves hujjah, evidence, ayah, sign, so that people, those who are seeking truth, can find it. But does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compel people to have faith? No, not at all, because it's not a test if that takes place. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبَّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا. If Allah wanted, He could compel everyone to have faith, but it doesn't work this way. So the evidence is there, but also the gates for denying the evidence is open for people. So denial is not impossible. People can deny it for different reasons. Like even the most manifest miracles people would have seen, and they said, إِنَّمَا سُكَّرَتْ أَبْصَارَنَا. This, you know what? This is black magic. They have somehow manipulated our eyes. For example, these prophets, they are good magicians, for example. So this happened. Allah says, we bring them the greatest miracles. They say it's magic. Well, there's a difference between magic and a miracle. Magic, miracle, nothing could supersede miracle. Nothing could come over miracle. But magic, no. Magic is something that many people can, after practice, after, I don't know, having some spiritual powers, they do. But so Allah says, it doesn't work this way, that we compel people or we bring a sign, because the greatest sign, if you bring, at the end of the day, it cuts down to the willingness of a person to accept the truth or to reject the truth. If you want to reject the truth, the way is all open, and there are different excuses that a person can bring in order to reject the truth. So one of the ways, one of the things that they bring in to reject the truth is conjecture. Just possibilities without any solid evidence. We're gonna have a break and we come back to continue our discussion.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we were saying that following the conjecture, at-taba'u al-dhan, according to the verses of the Holy Quran, is one way that stops reason from functioning well. People think this is a function of the reason, and actually a praised function of the reason, critical thinking, while in fact, according to verses of the Holy Quran, this is a threat to correct thinking. This is not critical thinking. Critical thinking is a good thing, but we should know what are the instances and examples of critical thinking. Sometimes bringing in excuses without having any arguments for them is not correct critical thinking. It is actually some way of rejecting the truth when people encounter the truth. Now, verses related to at-taba'ud, then some of them Or we recite, سَيْقُلُوا الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكْنَا. Those pagans, those who attribute partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, if Allah wanted, we would not be pagans. Clearly, they misunderstood between Tawheed al-Af'ali, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala empowers everything and every being for whatever they do, and free will of a human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dominance over everything, but doesn't mean He compels people for their decision. Because of their confusion, or maybe as an excuse, they say what? They say it is because Allah wanted it, because we are in the kingdom of Allah and we are pagans. So, no, you're in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but doesn't mean He compels you to decide between good and bad. It is up to you. And this is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to be free. مَا أَشْرَكْنَا وَلَا أَبَاؤُنَا. They say, oh, even our fathers, forefathers who were pagans, it is because of the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ. كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah says, this is the exact way people before them, كَذَّبَ, they lied. They knew that this is not correct. They knew from the bottom of their heart that they are free when they want to choose this and that. I know it that I'm free. I can choose to be pagan. I can choose to be Muslim. But against this inner intuition, they say, no, this is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ حَتَّى ذَاقُوا بَأْسَنَا. Until the time of their death, they insisted on this. قُلْ هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَنَا. Do you have any knowledge? Do you have evidence for this? That Allah is compelling you? Do you have any, I don't know, any apostle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any way that you have access to the decision of Allah? Have you been there on the throne of Allah when He made the decision to compel you to paganism? هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَنَا. So that you can bring in your evidence. إِنْ تَتَّبَعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ. They only follow the conjecture. They say, maybe there's a possibility that we have been fooled to believe in this, and we have been fooled to believe that we have free will. These are just conjecture. There is no evidence for that. They're against what you see in yourself. This is just a conjecture. There is no evidence for that. When antum illa takhrusun. Takhrusun means when a person starts talking without knowing what he's talking about. Just possibilities. No, this is a matrix, there's a possibility of this, there's a possibility. What's the evidence for that? You don't have an evidence for that. And there are also other verses for ittiba'u dhan that stops reason, that actually paralyzes reason. If a person starts following these conjectures, all the possibilities and probabilities, then there's no way for your reason to function well. A person ends up being a sophist, doesn't believe in anything. So, Inshallah, we continue our discussion in the next episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad, wa ala ali Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad. صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد.